Mentioned a minute ago that I'd heard today that John Dale, who's been a friend of ours on this program and just one of the most just enjoyable people to be around I've ever met, was out there pushing the Lane train to Fayetteville. And I looked down, and John has joined us for a moment to give his opinion. A big Arkansas fan. Of course, he played golf there. John, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you bet, Paul. How you doing?
I am doing great, and I miss seeing you and talking to you, but there's nothing better than to talk to you about Razorback football. And so tell us what you hear and what you think ought to happen.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, you know, I think I would love for Lane to come. We're pretty good friends, and he knows the SEC, you know, better being under Saban and, you know, at Tennessee, and I just think he'd be a great fit. It was, you know, my picks were him, and I was kind of hoping Rex Ryan might have had a chance, too.
He is a good guy. I know Rex. Rex would be really – maybe Rex will come as a coordinator.
Well, he said he'd bring his brother, but, you know, I don't know. Those are my two favorite picks, but Lane would just you know, he would change it probably quicker than most coaches would, and, you know, we got to get the passion back at Arkansas and –
Well, John, let me ask you this, because we had a guest on earlier that that wondered whether Lane would take the job if offered. You seem to know more than all of us. What do you think?
He's not telling me much. I've just been bugging him for the last 3 or 4 days. Please come to Arkansas. you know, he's not saying too much about it, but he never said no, and he hasn't said yes. But, you know, I think he's the one that I think can turn our program around, but I feel like it's going to take 3 years. You know, it's just sad to see Arkansas football this way. And I love Chad Morris, and I love Coach Bielema, and it's a shame they couldn't get it done. But, you know, I think Lane can, and we just got to give him time if he does come.
Now, John, listen, we always enjoy talking to you, and I think you're saying what you've said publicly makes a big impact. Have you expressed your thoughts to the people that matter at Arkansas?
Oh yeah, me and Hunter. I've texted Hunter. I gave him Lane's number.
I didn't
ask for anything. I gave him Rex Ryan and Lane's number, and I said these are the two guys that, my personal opinion, would be someone that could change the program. But, you know, I think he was the right guy for the job, and whether he takes it or not, I just want him to know, and he already knows that I'd love for him to come to the Hill and change our program around. But I got a question for you.
Yes.
And it's been bugging me since South Carolina beat Georgia. And South Carolina wasn't ranked at the time they beat Georgia. Now, Alabama gets beat by LSU. Alabama was, what, 5? And LSU was 1 at the time? Or were they 2?
No, Alabama was – wasn't Alabama number 1 at the time?
Well, 2? They might have been number 1. LSU is number 2. But what I don't understand –
they were 1 and 2, I think. Or 1 and 3.
Right. So why would Alabama fall out of the top 4? Look, I respect the SEC. Why would they fall out of the top 4 getting beat by the number 2 team when, and no disrespect to Georgia, they're a great football team, South Carolina beats them and they stay in the race?
You know, John, I have raised that question a number of times about why Georgia did not have to pay for that loss. And the experts have told me, and the people on the Bill Hancock, who runs the committee, said – it's because of their strength of schedule. They beat Notre Dame. They beat Florida, and they beat somebody else. But I have to say you're right. Maybe even Dabo made that point after the game, even though we had some fun with him. But yeah, I mean, now it doesn't make much difference. So, and by the way, they went on the road and beat Auburn. So they have acquitted themselves with a couple of very quality wins. Well, tell me about you. What's been going on with you? I know that you had some issues around the time of the Open, but are you feeling better?
Yeah, I had knee surgery about 4 weeks ago. They replaced the knee. My kneecap was rotted out. Dr. Moore at Little Rock did my knee surgery. And he did the scan about 3 weeks before we did the surgery, or 4 weeks before we did the surgery, and he didn't want to tell me. I couldn't have heard it any worse, so I'm glad he didn't tell me. But the whole kneecap was rotted out.
Oh, my goodness.
And I played 3 tournaments on it. Played okay. And then got back, did the surgery. Been 4 weeks tomorrow. They replaced the whole inside of the right knee with titanium and chrome with plastic. And the kneecap. So I've been just rehabbing, sitting here in Clearwater, Florida, where it's warm.
Well, listen, John, I appreciate, I happen to be a fan of Lane as well, and no Rex, one of the all-time characters. I'm glad you chimed in on this because I think your voice will carry, and let's see what happens. But come back soon to the show.
Oh, you bet, anytime, and I wish LSU and Georgia the greatest of luck. I root for the SEC if the Hogs aren't in it, and the SEC football, and go Hogs go, and love you, Paul.
John, I feel the same about you. Thank you very, very much. Again, John Daly, the legendary Arkansas golfer, won a couple of majors, won the PGA and the British Open, and one of the most colorful and charismatic athletes to ever play on the PGA Tour, has pretty well endorsed a full-throated endorsement of Lane Kiffin here to be the next Arkansas football coach. How about that?